Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that, and almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com, and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
You don't realize how tough you aren't when you're in the Air Force until you get out and you have to go to the VA to be with all the other veterans. I see a Marine limp by. He goes, Vietnam took a bullet. I see an Army soldier go by. Gulf War, strap metal. I'm standing there with the wrist brace. But I still wanted to act like I was tough. I was like, U.S. Air Force, carpal tunnel, email, 05.
Friday, May 23rd, 2025. Here we are. Here you are. We are here. It's the wake-up call, and it's a kickoff to Memorial Day weekend. Oh. One less day. We don't have to work. Say it isn't so.
We don't have to work Monday?
No, it's Memorial Day.
What?
Yeah.
It's what are we mammarying?
The veterans, people who've died in war.
Right.
That's
right.
Why we just played the clip that we did.
Oh, I'm excited now.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, you're making it sound like you're excited for the wrong reasons.
No, I'm going to go remember our troops.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not accurate, but we'll leave it at that.
Okay.
How about that?
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
So I keep getting requests to call restaurants. Listen, I love your requests, but... Let's cool with the restaurants, but at this time I'm calling another restaurant to tell them I got food poisoning from their food. That is something that restaurants take very seriously. The catch is, it may or may not have been my fault.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Thank you for calling me. This is Melanie. How can I help you?
Who is this?
Ew.
My name is Melanie. This is...
Okay, hi, Melanie. Oh, sorry. I'm very sick right now. I just wanted to call and tell you that I got food poisoning from eating at your restaurant.
Oh my gosh.
I'm obviously not happy about it.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, that's never happened before.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Don't worry. I'm not going to throw up on the phone. There's like nothing left in my stomach at all at this point.
Oh my gosh.
Oh God.
Well, can you tell me a little bit about what you had? I want to make things right, and I don't want other people, you know, to get sick. Like
right.
This.
Yeah. Totally understandable. So when I was in there, I had, 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. I got the meatloaf.
Okay. That's.
And I got the mashed potatoes as my side and some green beans.
Okay. As far as I know, nobody's called in with these symptoms.
I didn't even eat all of it. So I brought the other half of it home, and then I had it 2 days later, and that's when I started to feel really nauseous.
You refrigerated it though, right?
No.
Wait, you left it out for how long?
For 2 days. I didn't see it there on my counter. I just kind of tossed it to my counter, and then I had it for lunch.
That's a little different, because, you know, if you didn't have it at the restaurant and then you left it out for 2 days, it could have gone bad, and that's maybe why.
Right, that's what I was thinking, is it went bad, yeah.
It would be different if you had the food at our restaurant and got sick.
Yeah.
Versus you taking it home and leaving it out for 2 days without being refrigerated.
Oh, God. Oh, right. Okay, so it's the server's fault.
No, I think it's the fact that it was left out.
Are you saying it's my fault?
Are you aware of food needing to be refrigerated?
Well, I figured because it was cooked that it would be okay. So you're blaming me? You're victim blaming?
No, I'm just saying I don't think that it's the restaurant's fault.
This is insulting and grotesque.
I'm very sorry that
I don't know if I'm sick now because of the food that you gave me or because of the character assassination that you're trying to put down.
Sorry, what was that?
Oh God. Can you just give me a gift card?
You know, unfortunately, because it's not the restaurant's fault, we don't, you know, give gift cards for that.
Okay. Well, I guess live and you learn, I guess, right?
Yeah, I would highly recommend refrigerating food right away.
Okay. Oh God, it feels like my stomach is it's inside out or something, you know.
Are you able to call 911? I'm a little concerned about you.
Maybe I should do that. I've been drinking Pedialyte, so okay, can you at least reimburse me for the Pedialyte?
I'm afraid this we can't really involve ourselves with this since it's a separate issue.
Oh, okay, I see. Okay, all right. Can I tell you then one more thing then before I get going?
Okay.
None of this has been real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a prank phone call called a phone scam.
What?
Melanie, your daughter is the one who emailed me and wanted me to do this.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill her when I get home. Oh my God.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com. 106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses time on The Wake Up Call. We are talking to Bianca this morning. Good morning, Bianca.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. So you think your boyfriend Marcus might be cheating on you, and we're about to do our test and find out to the best of our ability. But what is the... Well, first of all, how long have you and Marcus been together?
Like 2 years and change.
Okay. Is this something recent, or have you been suspecting this for a while? Like, why do you think he's cheating on you?
For his birthday, I got him a necklace with both our initials on it and has a little heart around it. And he hasn't worn it not even once. It's still in the box.
It's still in the box. And
okay, so let me ask you this. Is he not a jewelry guy?
No, no. He like, you know, he accessorizes and stuff. And so it's so weird. So like, who is he cheating on me with? Like, who does he not want to see that?
Yeah, I do get what you're saying.
All right. Well, we're going to get right down to this.
Thank you.
I've got some ideas, but I don't want to say it either way. So Katie's going to offer him some free roses. We'll see who he sends them to and what he writes on the card as well. And then we're going to conference you guys together, regardless of what he says or who he sends them to. And we're gonna sort this out.
Okay, awesome.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Marcus?
This is Marcus.
Hi, this is Layla with... calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one...
I'm sorry, I'm not interested in sales calls.
Keep in mind, this is... we are offering...
Hold on a second. Marcus, are you going to... Are you there?
Are you there?
I think he hung up. Marcus? What? Oh, no, he didn't hang up. Hang up. We didn't want to lose you. My name's Gavin, and that's Katie. We're on the wake-up call on 106.5 The M. This is something we do called War of the Roses. And do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Did you know what it was as soon as Katie called up?
No. No.
Okay, but you know what War of the Roses is. So, okay.
Yeah,
so,
I do.
So you know that your girlfriend Bianca is listening. We're just going to bring her in here. Bianca, are you there?
Yeah.
Marcus, obviously Bianca thinks that you're cheating on her, or at least has a strong suspicion that that might be the case. So, I mean, we'll just ask you, are you?
No. What is going on? Okay. Why do you think I'm cheating?
Why won't you wear the necklace?
So she told us that she got you a necklace for your birthday what'd she say? It has their initials on it?
Is that what it is? It has both of your initials?
No, I don't wear it because it looks cheap. It is cheap. I don't want to wear it because it's ugly. Babe, I love you. I love the sentiment, but I'm not wearing that thing.
That's tough.
Wow.
When somebody gets you jewelry and it's not great.
I don't give jewelry as gifts.
Yeah.
And obviously nobody gets me jewelry as a gift, which is fine. I'm not a jewelry person. So I don't know what makes something not jewelry for somebody else, but especially for a man. So like Marcus, do you not feel like you've got the kind of relationship where you felt like you could just tell her, your girlfriend Bianca, that you didn't?
That's a really tough thing to do.
That you just didn't like it? Yeah, but look. Here we are.
Right. I understand. I mean, I wouldn't. Buying jewelry for men, I think, is harder than buying jewelry for women.
Have you ever bought jewelry for Marcus before?
I bought him like a leather, like little thing and like little things here and there. But this was the first time I had like our initials on it and stuff like that.
That's tough.
Since we're being honest right now, I haven't liked any jewelry you've gotten me. Like nothing. I don't like it.
Okay.
And I feel like you don't even know my, like, I feel like I'm a fashionable person and that you don't even know.
Okay. So
my
Marcus,
taste.
Okay. Now I'm going to defend her. Why didn't you at some point kind of point her in the direction of stuff you would like?
I think me wearing my stuff when we're out together is doing that. I didn't think I had to say it. I'm literally wearing what I like, and you don't see it.
I mean, you know, he kind of just made my argument.
Bianca, just maybe avoid jewelry altogether. It just seems like a safe bet.
No, but it's a meaningful like gift.
He has a style, and he just wants to have his style. I would say, and I'm not saying that is a bad thing or a good thing, but Bianca, I would just pick a different genre of gift. because it doesn't, it sounds like he's going to be a tough customer to make happy in that department. So instead of trying to do it, I would just do what you're good at and find something else, you know. But anyway, though, listen, that's, you're not cheating. He's not, you don't think he's cheating, do you, Katie?
No,
God. Yeah, no, no, I don't.
No, no.
Okay, good. All right. So, good luck, you two, though, because this is just a communication thing. We can work this out.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
Don't worry, she didn't win Disneyland tickets either. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Katie? Da 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 da. And we're talking to Michelle. She is caller 17. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. And the jackpot today is $180.
Ooh.
Ooh. Kay's been on a streak. She's leaving the studio. Are you ready to play?
Probably.
All right, here we go. Five questions dealing with news and pop culture. Question one, here we go. Starting next year, the penny will be no more. The very last pennies in American history will be minted after they were deemed to be pointless and expensive to make. Will getting rid of the penny make prices increase or decrease in stores?
I'm going to say increase.
Question two, one of the best and most popular songs to come out of the 90s is Sabotage by the Beastie Boys, but it's at the center of a lawsuit between the band and Chili's. And this is all because Chili's used the song without permission in a social media ad. Spell the word sabotage.
S-A-B-O-T-A-G-E.
Alrighty. Question three. If you were excited by Taylor Swift testifying in the Justin Baldoni Blake Lively trial, I've got some bad news. She's not anymore. This is because she voluntarily handed over all the evidence that Baldoni wanted. What is it called when the court forces you to appear or turn over evidence?
Subpoena.
Question four, in another celebrity trial, Kid Cudi testified against Diddy yesterday in his trial. He laid some whoppers on the court, too. He said that because of Diddy's jealousy that Kid Cudi was dating Cassie, Diddy had his car bombed and even had somebody break into his house once. Crazy. Which is not a Kid Cudi album. Dat Kid from Cleveland? A Kid Named Cudi? Or I'm Just Kidding.
Say it again.
Dat Kid from Cleveland, a kid named Cudi, or I'm Just Kidding.
I'm Just Kidding?
And question five, the scientists that track hurricanes say that we need to strap in for this hurricane season. They are predicting 20 hurricanes or tropical storms this summer due to climate change. If last year we had 16 named storms and this year we have 20, what percentage increase is that?
Okay, so it increased by 4. So we went from 16 to 20. 4 divided by 20 is 20%.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. He's making a face over there. You got some, what do you do your thing.
I'm trying
you
do to your figure thing. Things out.
Michelle, what are we doing today?
Today is my day off. I'm running errands as soon as this game is over.
Oh, well, that's nice. What errand are we running?
I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to go to the grocery store. I'm going to go to Walmart. I'm going to go to Macy's.
That's a lot.
You are being so productive. Right.
What a busy bee.
On
wow.
A Friday.
You're making all of us tired.
And look bad.
Michelle, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Question one, starting next year, we're not going to get pennies anymore.
It's kind of sad.
The very last pennies in America will be minted after they were deemed pointless and expensive. Will getting rid of the penny make prices increase or decrease in stores?
We talked about this. I think increase.
That is correct. Not by much, but they will make prices increase a little bit. Question two. One of the best and most popular songs to come out of the 90s was Sabotage by the Beastie Boys. Still a banger. My kids love it. And it's now at the center of a lawsuit between the Beastie Boys and Chili's because Chili's used the song in a social media ad without permission. I don't know why a company thought they could get away with that.
I don't know what the correlation between Sabotage and Chili's is.
I think if somebody asked you to eat with them at Chili's, they're sabotaging.
They're a saboteur.
Spell the word sabotage.
S-A-B-O-T-A-G-E.
Yes. Is that French? Is that a French word?
I don't know.
Question three. I know you were excited about Taylor Swift testifying in the Baldoni Lively trial. It's not happening anymore.
I figured she wouldn't physically testify.
Yeah. She voluntarily handed over all the evidence that Justin Baldoni wanted.
I mean, that's enough for me.
So it's been withdrawn. What is it called when the court forces you to appear or turn over evidence?
A subpoena?
Yes. Very good. Question four, in another celebrity trial, Kid Cudi testified yesterday in the Diddy trial, and boy, oh boy, did he let it fly. He said that Diddy was jealous that he was dating Cassie, so Diddy had his car bombed.
My God.
And Diddy also hired people to break into his house.
I believe it.
Yeah. Which of the following is not a Kid Cudi album? Dat Kid from Cleveland? A Kid Named Cudi? Or I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. And question five. The scientists that track hurricanes say that we need to strap in for this hurricane season. They're predicting 20 hurricanes or tropical storms this summer due to climate change. If last year we had 16 named storms.
Okay.
And this year we have 20.
Yeah.
What percentage increase is that?
A 20% increase?
All right. Well, I'm going to give you a ringy ding.
Okay.
Because it doesn't matter because that's what Michelle said too. Kevin's telling me the answer is 25%.
Yeah. Well, because the formula to find percentage increase is the final value minus the original value divided by the original value and multiplied by 100.
So okay, it's a lot more
complicated. Nobody can understand why I'm bad at math.
So it's a lot more complicated than I thought it was. Is that what you're saying?
I think so, yeah.
Text in to 916-909-1065 and tell me if I'm right or Kevin's right. I'm not saying that I don't believe you. I just want to know.
Wow.
But it doesn't make a difference anyway, though, because Michelle, are you there?
Yeah.
You both got 4 or 5. So it's a tie.
Wow.
Katie wins. We add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. And Michelle, what is it that you want to tell us?
I'm just as smart as Katie. And Kevin's right. It's 25%.
Okay.
Oh, my God, all right. Michelle.
So
I love
Kevin's
you.
Right. All right. Well, Michelle, thank you very much. Good luck with all your errands today. Many, many errands.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Dirty little secret time on The Wake Up Call. And we are talking to Kathy. It's not her real name, and this isn't her real voice, but she's got a real secret. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
All right, let's get right down to this. What is your dirty little secret?
I recently came into some money. Not a ton, but my grandma left me an inheritance, a piece of it anyway.
Okay.
And she unofficially wanted me to use the money to finish grad school. But that's not what I did with it.
Okay, that is not what you did with the inheritance money. Okay, so she wanted you to finish grad school, and you said, nope, nope, not doing that.
Nope, I'm going to Tahiti.
You went to Tahiti?
You didn't even, like, use it to put down on a house or something?
No, I went on this super luxurious trip to Tahiti. It was basically my White Lotus trip. It was, I really spared no expense. It was insane.
Okay. So instead, you took your inheritance from your grandmother, which had a condition, not an official condition, right? Like it was like, was it just a suggestion or what?
Yeah.
It was her wishes. It was her wishes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that the money were to be used for you to finish grad school, and instead you took yourself on a quote-unquote White Lotus Tahiti trip.
Okay, now let me ask you something. Is going back to school something you have wanted to do?
It's something that I wanted in the past, but I don't really think it's aligned with me anymore.
I have very strong opinions about when people inherit money, and because that was never your money.
Right.
You are not owed that money. Mm-hmm. You don't deserve that money.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get it, it is a blessing rained down upon you from the heavens.
Absolutely. Okay? And should be taxed.
Calm down. So when people get an inheritance and then don't use it the way that the person that gave it to them wants you to, I find that to be such a slap in the face. And I have had family members that have said to me, who did receive money, well, they're gone, so it doesn't matter anymore.
Okay, oof.
That hits me in my heart. However, I think forcing somebody to go to school isn't necessarily fair.
What does your family think about this, Kathy?
My family doesn't know at all.
Oh,
that you have the money or that you spent the money?
That I spent the money on the trip.
Okay, and that's the dirty little secret there. Okay, so how long was this trip?
It was like a little over 2 weeks.
2 weeks in Tahiti. Wow, who did you go
by yourself?
Yeah, who did you go with?
By myself.
You did go by yourself? Wow. I mean, how much does something like that even cost?
I don't want to say, but let me just, there were 5 digits in the cost.
There were 5 digits for mm-hmm. one person for 2 weeks in Tahiti living their White Lotus life.
I'm going to be honest. I hope your grandmother haunts you. I don't think it was fair to force you to go back to school, even though she probably thought that's still what you wanted. But to not spend it in more of a responsible way, I hope she... Ooh.
Well, I did have a purpose for going. I wanted to meet someone on this trip, potentially a rich husband.
What?
That's not what happened.
So it was like a scouting mission?
A little bit.
Why would you think that was going to happen? What? You watched too much TV.
I really thought it was a sign because my grandmother met her rich husband on a similar trip.
Okay.
Well, did you?
I did not.
Oh, okay. That's so funny. Oh, man. Well, so what, I mean, were you bored for 2 weeks?
No, I was having the time of my life.
Where do your parents think you were?
I don't live in the same city as my family.
Oh, okay.
But and also, so you can say, I mean, I could
not see your parents for 2 weeks.
Not see my parents for, as long as I responded to texts and stuff, they probably wouldn't notice.
That's true. What do you do for a living? Like, is this something that you probably could have afforded on your own?
No.
So what do you do?
I work at Nordstrom.
Okay.
As a high up executive?
No. Like on the floor.
Got it. Weekend. Okay. Well, then definitely money well spent.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry you didn't meet a rich husband. The good news is our demographic with ghosts is not great.
So she probably won't hear this.
But thank you very much for your dirty little secret. I will probably never inherit anything. So this is a problem that I don't think I'll ever be faced with. But it's interesting to hear the problems of people who do. All right. It's the no-name movie game. Katie's run around, and the rules are...
We're going to describe the title of a movie to you. We can't use any of the words in the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses from the movie, or any of the characters from the movie.
And it's our new movie game, 106.5 at the end. All right, we got it. Okay, we're back on track. We actually cannot find Kevin right now, so TBD on whether or not he gets to play. Let's start with Morgan. Good morning, Morgan.
Hello.
Hi, playing for tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater, and 45 seconds is on the clock. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Time starts now. This is a comedy about bowling, and the rug really tied the room together, man.
Oh, The Big Lebowski.
Yes. Okay. The plural form of you and me.
Us.
Yes! Oh, very true. Good. These fire out of guns?
Bullet train?
Yes! What? Very good. They fight in the Colosseum to the death.
Gladiator?
Yes.
Wow.
This is the opposite of tamed, I guess, if you live in captivity, opposite of captivity. All right. We'll put that one back in the bucket. Wow, 4. That's pretty impressive. Good. That is pretty good. I'm going to put you on hold. The number to beat is 4. Katie, you're going to play next, and you're going to play with Brian.
Okay.
Brian, are you there?
Oh, yeah, let's go.
All right, let's go. 45 seconds on the clock playing for tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater. Hit it.
This is the bad guy from a comic book where they show a light up in the sky.
The Joker.
Yes. Joker. Okay. This is you take the blue pill, you take the red pill.
Matrix.
Yes. If they're not saints, they are... Not saints.
Out.
Oh, boy.
Saints.
Saints? I don't know. Pat.
Don't give me out.
Sinner? Sinner?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. This is the guy that stole Christmas.
Grinch.
Yes.
Grinch.
If the opposite of gal.
Boy.
All right. You got four also. Right, Brian, I'm going to put you on hold as well. Kevin, it all comes down to you and Catherine.
Oh, boy.
You got to beat four. All right, Catherine, are you there?
I am.
All right, 45 seconds on the clock. Hit it.
Okay, opposite of cat.
Opposite of cat, dog.
Okay, and opposite of woman.
Dog man.
Yes.
One.
Wow.
Okay, opposite of first.
Second.
No, the opposite.
Left.
Yes.
What?
And then, oh. What am I doing?
Last run. Last breath.
Okay, put it together.
She said last breath.
Okay, yes.
Two.
Okay, and then, okay, another word for lady?
Girl, gal, woman?
Yes, okay. And then she's sitting in a chair in the front. What's the front called? Front of your house.
What?
The front of your house is with the grass.
What?
Yard?
What are you trying to
say? She said it. Yard. Woman in the yard.
Oh.
We were getting there.
It's a horror movie that came out not too long ago.
Oh.
All right, Catherine, unfortunately, you only got two, so we're going to let you go. And I wrote a number down between 1 and 20. Brian, give me a number between 1 and 20.
7.
All righty. And Morgan, give me a number between 1 and 20.
11.
All right. And the number was
19.
Morgan, you are the winner. Congratulations. Yay! You got yourself a pair of tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater, where they are currently showing Mission Impossible. So that's awesome. Kevin.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. TNCs apply.
Zadi loved it.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
The house that Kevin lives in is being renovated right now, and he's being forced to live with his brother and his sister-in-law and their son, and also a cat. And Kevin, as if allergies in Sacramento aren't bad enough right now, Kevin's allergies are through the roof.
Right. My eyes, I can barely see right now.
I have never seen somebody suffer from allergies this bad in my life.
A few days ago, Kevin was telling us about this situation and said that the cat is literally trying to kill him.
Yes.
Now, we should also mention, Kevin is also allergic to cats.
Oh, I figured that was kind of understood at this point.
Not
yeah.
just that he has seasonal allergies. He no. is allergic to yes. cats.
And it does seem like cats know when people are allergic to them, because my brother-in-law is the same way. He's very allergic to cats. When they come over to your house, they flock to you.
Yeah.
And this cat, because Kevin is living there, not only loves to be around Kevin, loves to be around Kevin while he sleeps. So if you've noticed that Kevin sounds especially terrible lately, it's because of this cat. And this cat is trying to kill Kevin. And I can't sit here and say that that's not true.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds dramatic, but it does seem true.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, there is a twist in this story, though, because after Kevin went on a screed decrying how terrible this cat is, what's the update?
I think I might be a cat person. It's just the things that cats do are so cute. Okay, even though it kills me, do you know they purr when yeah. when they love you?
Yeah.
Like when you're like scratching them, they purr.
Yeah.
Whereas dogs, you scratch them, they don't care.
Well, they pant and they wag their
I
tail.
I mean, they pant and wag, but that's not a purr. It sounds like a cute vibration coming from their mouth.
They yeah. have found that petting a cat lowers your anxiety and your stress
oh,
and your
my
heartbeat.
Goodness.
Yeah, because it is. There's something, a white noise about
yeah.
that purr
yeah.
that is good for you mentally, and it has a physical response.
And the best part is they wrap their leg around you, too. I mean, not their leg, their tail.
Oh, when they circle your feet?
Yes!
You like that.
It was so great.
So when you're sleeping, where yeah. is she?
I don't know. She could be next to me. She could be under me.
Okay.
I just feel her presence because okay. it just makes it hard to breathe. But I just know she's there out of love.
Wow. So you went from this cat is trying to kill me to yeah. I love this cat.
Love it so much. I don't want to see it die.
So that's the other part about this story
oh,
is
yeah.
this cat doesn't have much longer to live.
No.
That's really sad.
So the cat has cancer, right?
Right. We just spent a few days together. It feels like a lifetime already.
Wow.
Every time I come home, she comes and greets me at the door.
Oh, Kevin.
It's just so sweet.
Are you tearing up?
A little
well,
bit.
Well, that's the allergies.
Who knew I would tear up for a freaking cat?
That's the allergies.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. No, I really love this cat.
So I have to tell you something, and this is going to come as a shock. We need this cat to die.
No.
Why?
Just listen. You are a professional radio broadcaster.
Right.
Have you heard what you sound like?
Yeah, but do you not hear the love coming out of me?
What? What I hear is mucus, mostly.
Kevin, don't listen to her.
Right.
There's a solution for best of both worlds here, okay?
Okay.
Because are you taking any form of medication?
All three Forbes.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Forbes. I'm taking as much medicine as
possible. Okay, I don't need this bully. I'm sorry you want a cancerous cat to die.
Well, that seems you like a mercy kill, the way you put it that way.
Right. We were listening to...
I'm sorry you want a cat that lives in chronic pain. To die.
She's not in chronic pain. She has my love.
My 11-year-old and I were listening to Kicking It with Kev, which is on from 10 to noon every day. And she said, Kevin sounds sick.
Well, he is sick. He's lovesick.
Yeah, lovesick.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, this is a tough one for you.
It is.
You know,
she's almost gone though.
How close to like, are we like in the point where is there an appointment made to put the cat down?
Yeah, there's an appointment made that has been moved twice now.
But out of love?
I think out of just sadness for the owners.
Yeah.
The true owners.
Mine is love though.
Mine
is love.
Okay, wow. I'm Tully Garnet.
That's
that the cat?
Yeah.
Kevin, I'm so sorry. But you know what though? When you get your own place, maybe you should be a cat guy get like allergy shots and stuff like that.
I'm okay. I think this is the only cat I like.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
That's the theme song to Peppa Pig, ladies and gentlemen, and it was right here on this very morning radio show that we broke the news that Peppa Pig's mother was expecting a baby.
Mm-hmm. A little piglet.
Mm-hmm. This is a big deal, and we are happy, we are thrilled to tell you that the baby had a safe delivery.
We love that. Mother, love a healthy baby.
Mother and baby are doing just fine.
We love that.
And the announcement comes in the form of a recorded voicemail, which I don't love, much like a cameo, that was sent to the Today Show. Ooh. And the Today Show played it as if this was, let's say, Sydney Sweeney announcing her baby from the hospital room. Here we go.
Thank you so much for all the kind words and support for our even bigger family. I'm so excited to send you a cute picture of the new arrival, who we've decided to name Evie. I think it's the perfect way to introduce her to the world and make her pop star debut. What do you think? Daddy Pepper George and I are so excited to begin this next chapter as a family of five. It's going to be quite the adventure, I'm sure. Thanks again. Bye.
I hate her.
Aw. Kevin!
What an off-putting announcement.
Why?
First of all, don't do it like this. This is obnoxious.
Okay.
Just post a picture on Instagram.
Yeah.
Mama Pig.
Yeah.
I don't even know if she has a name.
She doesn't.
Mummy.
It's Mommy Pig.
Second of all, was this a surrogate? Because she sounds full of energy.
Okay, I will say this does not seem legitimate.
Right.
She sounds, she has way too much energy.
Yes.
I want to see her in a raggedy hospital gown, not one she brought herself.
No.
That matches the baby's swaddle. I want to see her in a faded hospital gown. Half of it's open because she's trying to nurse. It's not going well. She's got mesh underwear on with a big diaper.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
If you're going to teach kids about the wonders of bringing home a new baby, have it be accurate. I want to see Peppa and George forgotten about. I want to see Daddy Pig serving cereal for dinner five nights in a row.
Yes. I want to see that she still has the tape on her back from her epidural.
I want to see Mommy Pig with mastitis.
Yeah, I want to see, I absolutely want to see her begging a nurse for a lactation consultant. I know, football hold. I'm pinching it. It's just, it's not going in her mouth.
I don't get it, Daddy Pig. She's my third. Why can't I do it? I want to see Mommy Pig crying because the baby is 3 feet from her.
Yeah. I want to see
She's going to grow up.
I want to see Mommy Pig just at like 2 a.m. paging a nurse being like, is there pudding in the fridge? And then looking over at Daddy Pig, who is sound asleep while she cannot wake him up, because if she talks too loud, it'll wake up the baby.
I mean, if you're going to have an episode or a whole story arc about, you know, having a baby and bringing the baby home, have it be accurate.
I want some sort of judgy mother-in-law pacing around going, well, in my day, they didn't need pacifiers. Or the opposite. If you give her a bottle, she won't have nipple confusion and I can bond with her.
I want to see Daddy Pig come down in the middle of the night to find Mommy Pig crying in front of an open refrigerator, eating ice cream right out of the tub. And he goes, I'm only going to say this out of, I feel like I'm helping you, but you're not pregnant anymore. And you might
want to. You wanted to get back to your pre-pregnancy weight.
And then she, mouthful of ice cream, I'm a pig! So anyway, I don't think that Katie and I are going to be hired as writers for Peppa Pig anytime soon.
No, but I'll tell you what, Bluey, if you're looking, we've got some storylines for you.
Daddy Pig, if you're running out, I pick up stool softener.
Right, yeah. I need Marilax. It's been 4 days. I had a C-section. And you know what those pain pills do? They stop me out.
But in all seriousness, congratulations to Mommy Pig.
We love their family.
We're very excited to see EV Pig.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Yeah, there's a big problem with Flo Rida, the state, not the person. Florida is actually in danger of having millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars lost in revenue due to tourism. Why? Great question. Is it because of the pythons? No. Is it because of the giant spiders? Uh-uh.
Alligators?
No.
Crocodiles?
Crazy people that live there? No, huh. No. It's because of climate change. They are having a new research report came out that said that temperatures in Florida are about to reach a level where they will lose 25% of their yearly quote-unquote pleasant weather days, which means that tourism will dwindle. It will become too hot to go to Florida in the summertime to still attract tourists. And anybody with a brain is actually kind of concerned about this. Oh. Well, we should figure out something to do. Now, I saw this, and here was my thought. We are Sacramentans.
Yeah.
We could teach Florida a thing or two, as we have been living in unbearable heat our whole lives.
That is true.
Like, you think, like, it's bad now? Try it when it hits 112.
Right.
You're never going to hit 112 in Florida. I hope not. But
and even if you do, you are by the ocean.
Right.
You get to go, I don't know, kick your feet in the sand and just go sit in the waves and just do that thing where you just tap the top of the water.
That's such a good point. We don't have an ocean.
Uh-uh.
We've got the dirty ass river. Maybe Folsom if you're lucky.
Maybe.
We've had some summers where, oh, I feel like I have to walk a lot further into Folsom in order to hit the water now. You know, the ocean around Florida is one of the only good things about that terrible state.
I mean, that is true.
And you've got, what a bunch of bitches. you're going to lose tourism over this.
Hold on. We did talk about the aforementioned spiders, snakes, alligators.
Right. Pythons.
Okay.
Meth heads.
Okay. So is it safe to say that despite having an ocean.
Yeah.
When you add heat to that, you can't make a meth head hot.
I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Everybody knows that.
Right.
That's a good point. Like, if you've already got a volatile situation, turning the heat up on that volatile situation is going to make it the purge, practically.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And a family's going to be like, listen, we want to go to Disney World, but last time we were there, some sweaty meth heads
threw an alligator at us.
Said, give me all your money or the python's going to swallow your baby.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe we need to be coming all from right. a place of maybe they need more grace.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point. As I'm thinking about this, you know what else is they're going to lose? And they'll be happy about this. What if it turned out that what will save Florida, and I haven't worked out the science,
okay,
is more drag shows? Oh. What if there's a scientist that comes to them? Because Florida, they've decided the drag queens are enemy number one.
They have decided, like, what if we find out, and, like, it is backed up by science, not that they're into that, but, okay, and we sit them down, and we go, look, the only way that we can get through this, that you can get through this, to get all your travel money back,
right.
Okay? It's not that we don't say gay. We have to all say gay.
Right. Yeah. Your only solution to keeping your tourism dollars and driving climate change down a little bit, I'd like you to meet Miss Strawberry Mist. Hey! I think, oh, no. Also, by the way, guys, book burning. We got to stop. It's just
that's
it's too hot.
Everything's so hot.
It's too heavy. Maybe we can do book freezing. How about that?
There you
we'll
go.
Just throw everything into coolers.
Yes.
So anyway, our heart goes out to Florida. But honestly, as Sacramentans, that we literally catch on fire every single summer.
Literally.
Just get it together.
Right.
You'll be fine. And to all the people not going, you know.
We get it.
We get it.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Yesterday, Katie was not feeling well.
Whew.
She got some kind of bug, and she really gave her new boyfriend a real trial by fire. This is according to her.
Well, you used the term trial by fire.
I
just explained what I put him through.
What? Tell everybody what you did put him through.
I woke up in the middle of the night out of nowhere. I was feeling totally fine. The only thing that was off was. Earlier in the day, I was super tired. But other than that, feeling fine. Woke up in the middle of the night, and I woke up and I was like, I'm nauseous. Like, I don't feel so good. I don't know why I wake him up to tell him things. I don't know what he's supposed to do about it, but I do. And then, I don't know, 20, 25 minutes pass. I rush to the bathroom. I start puking my brains out.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to keep this light. But it was the kind of sick where you are sitting down and throwing up at the same time.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. And not doing that is not an option.
Oh, my God.
Now, we have been sick together, but not while living together. So this was the first time it's been like, well, I'm going to puke my brains out. You're going to be here for it.
He had to be there for it?
Well, he wasn't like in the bathroom, but I mean... It was, he's just in the bed. I'm certainly he could hear me.
Yeah, but I'm sure you could have shut two set of doors.
We only have one door that you
There's an open toilet or
no.
Oh, the bathroom.
Closed toilet. The rest is like open bathroom. Mm. So the first go round, I wasn't prepared. I didn't know what I was in for. I grab the trash can, and thank God he puts a liner in our bathroom trash can, so it has a bag in it.
Sure.
I just, everything, okay? Just, I mean, I throw up like a lot. So I just take the bag, and I just tie it, because I don't want him to have to come in when he has to use the bathroom to see that. So this goes on most of the night. And in the morning, this poor, beautiful man who has tended to me all night, has got up early to go to the store to get me stuff to hopefully make me stop. I just hear him from the bathroom. Baby, did you throw up in the garbage can? Yeah. I filled that bag with vomit.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Tied it. And he had to take that trash can. Well, I don't know. I just closed my eyes. I don't know if he just took the bag or if he took the whole trash can. I don't know what he did. But he had to take that and throw it away. And the whole time he's walking out with it, he's just going, poor baby.
Poor baby. My God.
It was an act of love.
Oh, my God.
That meant a lot to me.
Oh. Well.
I would never. Sorry.
You guys are.
Kevin.
I mean.
What?
Why?
Here's the thing, Kevin, that I'm worried about. They're still relatively new.
Yeah.
This to say trial by fire, I don't know. I don't think he knows. You're the sickest person I know. This is going to happen again, and it's going to happen again soon.
Well, I haven't thrown up like this.
No, but
the last time I was super sick, ironically, was when we went to Disneyland in October.
Yeah.
But I was able to puke in private.
But most people don't puke for years.
Is that true?
I can't tell you the last time I threw up.
Yeah, same. I haven't thrown up in a while.
Most people go years and years. There's a Seinfeld episode about it.
Years and years.
Years and years without throwing
up. You're not supposed to throw up.
Even if it's not throwing up, something like poor baby is going to be a phrase he better get real good at saying.
How often? Okay, if your wife threw up in the trash can, would you throw it away for her?
Well, of course I would.
Okay.
But she only does it once every 5, 6, 7 years.
That's not true.
And she often...
That is not true. Your wife is the second sickest person you know.
Only because she suffers from migraines. Outside of migraines, she doesn't get sick, outside of more normal than normal people. And when she does throw up, she does it in the toilet.
I couldn't.
That has not happened to her. Somebody texted in 909-1065. I haven't thrown up in 10 years. I mean, I don't think I've thrown up in 10 years. Maybe 5 at the most recent. But
really?
Yeah.
I haven't thrown up since a year, but that was because of alcohol.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Alcohol doesn't count.
So I'm just saying, and if it's not an illness, something's going to happen.
Yeah.
Just something's going to happen, and it's going to happen soon, and it happens a lot. So poor baby is just going to have to become part of his vernacular.
He's a saint. He's a little prince, and I love him.
Bless D'Lo.
D'Lo is right. You know what? Saint D'Lo. Let's call him that.
106.5 The End. It's the wake-up call.
So what do you wish? Do you wish that you could be 5 times smarter, 5 times richer, or 5 times more attractive? And I don't know why millions of people responded to this to the point where it is now a viral poll. It seems like it's a very simple poll that somebody put up. But text in your thoughts to 909-1065, 916-909-1065, because I wonder if maybe you and I are just in the minority about this. Here's one text message that we got in here. I would pick 5 times smarter. That way I could use my intelligence to invest and make money. And then once I had money, I could use it to change my looks if I needed to be. Another person said, I want to be 5 times smarter. I'd make smarter decisions. I would be less careless with, my money and stuff like that. They are in the majority, Katie.
That's so crazy to me.
The number one response was people want to be 5 times smarter. Number two was 5 times richer. And number three was 5 times more attractive. I would want to be richer.
I would want to be richer.
It doesn't make any sense.
I mean,
everything. And listen,
would I like to be more attractive? Sure, but I mean, what do I need to be more attractive for? I am very happily married. We're going on 20 years of marriage. I mean, that's all set. And my self-esteem's pretty okay. I think I give good face, you know? So, and five times isn't even that much. Like, five times in which part of my body?
Well, I guess overall.
Overall.
But, I mean, that's the one that came in third. I'm more confused by the people who want to be five times smarter. I'm not even a smart person, but I feel like I'm smarter than most people that at least I encounter on my day-to-day.
See, I don't, that's not even the way I think of it. I think of it like, okay, I don't need to be more attractive. If I am five times wealthier, then what do I need to be smarter for? I feel like I need to be smart so that I could be successful. But if I am now even more successful while still being a dum-dum and being cute enough for my husband, how is that not the right answer?
Right. Great. That's such a good point. Think about how many dumb rich people are out there. There are so many. Think of a rich celebrity that's rich for being rich or famous for being famous. Cough, cough, Kardashians. Like,
I still say they're very hard workers.
Mm.
But you can be dumb and be a hard worker.
Sure.
Look at me.
There's lots of dumb hard workers. If you're smarter and you're still surrounded with idiots, that's a burden.
Somebody just texted in, I'm already smart and attractive. Show me the money.
If I say I want to be richer, conversely, is that like me signaling to the world, like, yeah, I'm already smart and attractive. I don't need, like,
wait, okay, what would your order be?
I would want to be richer, more attractive, and smarter. I feel like I don't want to be smarter. Like, the intelligence that I have now, I feel like I'm capped.
See, mine would be richer, smarter, attractive.
And I'm not.
So is that signaling that I think I'm hot stuff?
I think your ranking does signal something. But like, and I'm not saying that I'm capped because I'm so smart. I'm capped because life is better for dumb people. It just is. Like,
as somebody that struggles with a lot of things that other people don't struggle with, and it makes me seem dumb, I can assure you that's not true.
Maybe for basic math and stuff like that, you're probably right. But here's what I'm talking about. When it comes to like current events or what's going on in the world,
right,
what's going on in the news, I would much rather be somebody that just doesn't understand climate change and live in blissful ignorance about the direction the planet is going than somebody who does,
okay, but,
and dreads it.
But you don't get to pick and choose what you want to be dumb about.
Then I'd rather be dumb. I'd rather be dumb about everything. Cool. Then
I'm here to tell you, it is a blow to the ego.
Other text messages coming in to 909-1065. This is a good question. Is it five times your salary or five times your current bank account? Because if that's the case,
I assumed it was my...
You got to do better than that, Paul.
I have $888 in my checking account right now. Called the one who sent me a text message and said, bitch, stop with the Bezos bucks. You don't need to buy more stuff on Amazon, you stupid dummy.
Five times of $800 is not enough for me to not be more attractive. Anyway, keep texting in your thoughts to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
The Wake Up Call.
All right. Now, Katie said that she recently found something that is going to make me very reflective on certain things that I say. And it's something that probably a lot of you say as well. What is it?
People that talk about how busy they are all the time are less likable people.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
It says that people that wear being busy as a badge of honor believe themselves to be basically doing more in the day, having more responsibility, and other people perceive that as they're kind of superior to you.
Okay, that sounds like the issue is more with the people that are listening to it, because sometimes we just are busier. Yeah, go ahead, drop your jaw.
Well, I think the problem is if you're behaving like you're busier than everybody, it's probably not great.
What do you mean it's not great?
You are somebody that does talk about how busy you are a lot.
I wouldn't say that I'm bragging about it, though, but I am
busy. I didn't use the word bragging.
I say all the time, man, my day starts at this time, and I feel like I get zero downtime the whole rest of the day.
Perhaps sometimes that is a little exaggerated to do what this study says is make other people feel inferior to how much you've got going on in your life. We work with somebody who talks about how busy they are quite a lot. And we have joked behind this person's back, obviously, that they work 25 hours a day, 8 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And doesn't it always, when that person is talking about how busy they are, always come across like, okay, yeah, we're all busy. We get it. You're busy.
Well, yeah, that because they sound ridiculous.
I do not think that you are as busy as you say you are.
I should recap my yesterday for you.
Well, perhaps yesterday was a busy day. I have busy days from time to time, too. It does seem like it is a chronic problem for you somehow.
Thank you.
Okay, tell us about your day yesterday.
I'm glad you asked. Mm-hmm. Woke up, came to work. Did the work here.
Okay. So far, safe.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I had to have a meeting. Then after the meeting, I had to go to the gym. Then when I went to the gym.
Okay. So we're working gym into busyness?
We're working gym into busyness because you know what? If I don't, I die.
Okay.
If I don't exercise, I will die or my brain gets crazy and I'll kill.
Okay, I'm going to put an asterisk next to the gym, but go ahead.
Then come home, make lunch.
Okay, now your wife is a teacher and is off for the summer. So you...
Another asterisk. Yes.
Why?
Why?
No, you're right.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, so it does seem like... Did she help with the lunch?
She did help with the lunch.
Oh,
okay. Okay. Then I took my son to the gym because he and I are going to the gym together.
So you didn't take him to the gym?
He can't go to my gym. He can't go to Orange Theory.
So going to the gym twice does feel like a choice.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Then a piece of furniture showed up that I ordered.
Right.
Had to put that together. Then had to make dinner.
You put together a piece of furniture?
Sure did. It looks great too. Sure did.
Okay.
Looks great. Then had to make dinner. Then the grill wouldn't work. So then I had to fix the grill. I had to fix the grill in order to get dinner. Still didn't fix it. So then I had to order dinner. Then I had to go get dinner. Then I had to come back. And then I fell on a couch.
Okay, I have to tell you something. If you went to the gym twice, it sounds a lot like your day could be, I don't know, anybody else's day.
Nope.
No.
Mm-mm. You building furniture every day?
You're not building furniture every day, but what you're describing is just kind of a normal day.
Okay, then. So what do I do about this then?
I think probably stop telling everybody you're busy.
It's true, though?
You talk about it like you're busier than other people, but in reality, I think you're probably as busy as most people.
I'm definitely busier than you are.
Oh?
Maybe.
I don't have nap time built into my day, and I don't have post-nap time built into my day.
The only reason that you don't have, during the school year, nap time built into the day is because you have a kid that got out of school at like 12:30.
But even if she did, I wouldn't take a nap, probably. Because time to get stuff.
I can only talk to an honest person because now you're being dishonest.
All right, this is what you're talking about. Okay, all right, then I will keep my my days to myself.
No, that's not what we're saying.
You just gotta rephrase it.
You just don't need to. Oh God, I'm so busy.
So what should I do then?
Stop acting like you're busier than everybody.
So keep my days to myself.
So you can't talk about your day without talking about how busy you are. You don't want to.
It's a little bit of both.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So a lot of people don't know this, but Kevin is the Wake Up Call's medical correspondent. And he gets all the breaking news in the medical world. And he says that we are on the cusp of a medical breakthrough that is going to change the landscape of humanity. Is that right, Kevin?
Yes.
What is happening? What are we missing?
So China has developed a new way to cure diabetes. And it's actually pretty smart. They're going to be using stem cells to kind of like turn into the cells that will be producing insulin for the body. So being diabetic, you're low on insulin. Your pancreas can't create a lot of insulin for your body. So researchers have developed a way to make stem cells turn into the cells that create insulin for the pancreas.
Wow, that actually would be a massive medical breakthrough.
I mean, the fact that it's coming out of China makes me a little suspicious, but
why?
China fakes stuff. There was also in the news that the biggest waterfall in China turned out to be fake.
They do like dress up dogs and call them pandas.
Right.
That's
so
true. Okay.
But if this is true, yes, I won't discount what you said, Katie, that this is a huge, huge medical breakthrough. Because I mean, how many tens, if not hundreds of millions, probably hundreds of millions of people in this world have diabetes?
Oh yeah.
I'm just okay. This is going to come across cold. But I'm just going to say it though. If we keep having these medical breakthroughs, we're going to run into a bigger problem, bigger than we already have. I was just having a conversation with a doctor that we know, Dr. House, and he was telling me that we're also pretty much on the cusp of being able to beat cancer. And he's a doctor, and he's really smart.
He's very smart.
If we start curing everything that kills us, there's going to be too many people.
Wait, so your problem with this is that people will live?
Kinda. That's too crazy. This planet's too crowded as it is.
I think you are getting way ahead of yourself.
I feel like I'm thinking ahead.
1 minute ago, you didn't even believe about this diabetic.
I know, but let's go down the road, though, that this is true.
Okay, so wait. The human body can only last for so long. If people could live till they're 90... I think that's great.
Regularly?
Yes.
Have you seen a 90-year-old person?
Yes.
Have you ever known somebody that kept a cat alive too long?
Kevin.
Have you?
I have been that person.
I have too. And how did you feel about it?
I felt terrible. I still feel haunted by it.
Ask a vet sometime if they ever heard somebody say, we came in to put her down too early. The answer is no. The answer is always, we waited too long. If we were averaging 90 years old, averaging.
Okay, so what are you comfortable with? Because you're clearly comfortable with us curing some disease.
Right.
Because in this scenario, if we could cure all cancers, let's say, then that would mean that, okay, let's say, yes, most people get to live to 90. You think that's too long. Oof. But think of all the people that wouldn't die young.
Right.
Oh.
That seems like a really great trade-off to
me. Okay, all right.
Okay, sure, do people live too long? Okay, fine. But there are people that don't have to die young.
Okay, so then let's do this as a compromise. We have this research where we beat cancer and we beat diabetes. You can only use it if you're under a certain age.
This feels...
Yeah.
Well, I didn't come up with that rule. You did.
No, you just said...
No. This... You were the
one... And
then
what happens to the people that... And then after...
After a certain age, that's just...
Sorry, you gotta die.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't want to live in your world.
Have you ever tried to drive during rush hour? There's too many people now.
Okay.
We can't make it so that we're doubling that.
You are a monster.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Okay, so what's the age?
I don't want to answer that.
This is your dystopian future.
No, we just... Here's my age. We just let nature take its course.
Then people are going to die young.
People used to die young all the time. It was a miracle if you made it to 40.
Oh.
And then...
So no medical intervention anymore?
And then we started curing diseases and coming up with vaccines.
You didn't feel this way when your daughter had appendicitis.
So... She's young! But if you have appendicitis and you're 55, 60...
Kevin, that's
appendicitis younger. Is different.
Your parents are older than that.
I hate it when you make me think
right,
about things.
All right. Everyone hates you now.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
There's new research out there that says that people are better liked when they are facially expressive. I guess big eyes, big smiles. The reason why is because they are perceived to be more agreeable. They examined 1,300 participants and how they move their face during conversations. Facial activity was linked to social benefits like better negotiation outcomes and smoother interactions. The study suggests that more expressive people are more successful at attracting social partners and friends and in building relationships.
That all tracks.
Because if you've never met me or Katie especially, I have resting bitch face and Katie smiles too much.
Oh, God. I don't know that I smiled too much. We are on the very opposite end of the spectrum. That is true. We were talking about artists earlier this morning, and you said they look like a-holes.
Okay. Oh, I did say
now,
that.
Now, these are people we've never met. I don't even think you've ever seen like a video of them. You were going straight off of just a photo.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way that they look did give you an impression of who they are.
That's true.
If you are talking to somebody, their face never shows positivity, that they like what's going on, agreeability. How is a person not supposed to translate that into, this person's kind of an a-hole?
But that's it's a genetic thing.
I'm not saying it's you do it on purpose.
Well,
can I tell you what it is?
Oh, and now it's me directly.
Well, you were the one that used you and I as the example. You know how I've said before you have a tone of voice problem?
Yeah.
Where there are times where you aren't saying something bad, but your tone makes it sound like you are. Let's say I cooked something and you taste it. I said, how is it? And you go, it's fine.
Okay.
But in your mind,
I'm saying it's
fine.
You're
thinking, it's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Or, how is it? Good. Okay. But in your mind, you're thinking it's good.
Right.
But it's coming out as.
Okay, so now I'm coupling that also with a face that is reading.
Well, I was
on we.
I was gonna say your face has a tone of voice problem.
Oh God, I'm fighting a two front battle.
So what are we gonna do?
What are we gonna do? Because I want to be likable.
Sure, you are a very likable person. You just don't
give likability.
Like I did.
If you're just joining us, we now have research that says if you're a facially expressive person, you are just more liked than people who are not. So if you're somebody who struggles from resting bitch face, your life is harder than people who don't.
And you have to know that this is true because we've worked with people that have just a resting bitch face.
Yeah.
And we leave interactions with them like, okay, sorry, I guess.
How'd that go for you? Because it didn't go well for me.
So maybe bring your eyebrows up more. Okay, not that big.
Okay.
Okay, so how about, no.
See, now how do I bring my eyebrow every time? I just try twice.
Oh, there you go. Okay, not quite so big, but a little.
Okay, down.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
Already off to the races. Already. Huge difference.
Now, I feel like I have to blink at some point, right?
No, you're allowed to blink.
All right, blink, blink, blink.
Okay, how about try when you're just sitting there. Okay, you don't have to put your head back. You're leaning your head back and raising your eyebrows. Okay. You look like a scared dog.
All right.
Okay. Eyebrows are partially up. Love it.
Okay. All right.
Now
keep
just
it. Hold it, Gavin.
Practice
hold it.
Just sitting there,
yep.
Mouth shut, but a slight smile. Nope. Okay. Do it.
I feel like a killer.
Well, when you did that, it looked like a killer.
Well, you told me to smile with my mouth closed.
Okay, see how I'm doing it?
You look like you're waiting to talk.
That's fine.
Okay, so.
Yes!
Slightly pursed lips.
Okay.
With a slight smile, not psycho eyebrows, but slightly up eyebrows.
Okay, so maybe now open your mouth and smile a little bit. Like, okay, no. When you see, I don't know why you keep wrapping your lips around your teeth like you've got nothing in there.
Don't smile.
Take the smile out.
All right.
Okay, we're good on the closed mouth smile and the raised eyebrows. Okay, and then maybe when someone's talking to you, just a small nod of the head.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So to keep this face.
Yes.
Slight smile, raised eyebrows. Yeah. Okay. Mm. Okay.
Yes. So the next time you have a big business meeting, when people are talking, oh, it's getting worse. It's kind of going in the opposite.
It also would feel weird doing this smile face while they're telling me about their aunt that died. You know, I'll just be unlikable.
Okay, good.
It's easier for everybody, I think. Yeah. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
We did it.
We did it.
That was it. Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's Wake Up Call Concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.